This is the Sheep Guarding Llama podcast for Friday, November 11th, 2005. I'm your host, Scott Allen Miller.
And I'm his co-host that he doesn't usually let me introduce myself, Dominica Ann, the wife, same last name.
And this is episode 20. And not only is it episode 20, but this is also our first joint podcast from New York.
That is true.
We are back in New York. For those of you who've been listening, I did a show after we got back from Florida, but Dominica has been busy and not able to do a show. And so,
yeah, I listened to that show, Scott, and I have to say that it was not as good as the shows that we do.
Oh, I see.
I think it was just not as entertaining. I'm sorry.
Well, it's hard to banter with oneself.
That's true.
I mean, I try.
Yeah.
But you can only do it so much before they come for you in the white van.
That is true.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a difficult thing.
I guess you need me.
I do.
So See? We told you people to write in or call in or something if you wanted me to keep doing this.
Yeah, we're getting very poor response from everyone out there.
I know.
Considering that we're getting 141 feed views just yesterday. And we are currently, we've actually fallen in the rankings. So I need everybody out there to get back on top of listening to the show, which I admit is partly our fault because we didn't record any shows, so no one was coming out to check them out. It's been
That's
a busy week.
True, but you know, I'm feeling like all we're doing is give, and people are take, and they're not giving us anything in return. And right. I think we need some comments.
Yeah, I don't think asking for some audio comments is out of line here.
Yeah, no, I don't think so at all.
I think it's like the podcast tax.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
This is not a duty-free...
If you want more shows, then you have to do comments.
Exactly. But it's been a busy week, so the only thing that came out was that one 20-minute poor Scott by himself podcast. And people have definitely not been listening as much, which pretty much means we haven't gotten a whole bunch of new listeners this week.
Right.
But I think the whole Disney vacation theme was pretty popular.
I think it was.
I think it was hot.
Mm-hmm.
I think people really like
that. We need something
that.
Else that's hot.
Yeah, we'll have to work on
any suggestions. How about that? Give us a suggestion of what you'd like us to banter about on the air.
Or if there's if we have to go on an excursion or something to pull off the new ultimate cast.
Right. We will go places.
Yeah.
We'll be travel bloggers.
We could be. I've considered that.
Yeah, I think that would be cool.
Yep.
So I think we need to go to Montreal. Is that our next trip?
I think that is.
Okay.
I think that Bill Bryson is better watch out because we're coming.
Yes.
And
watch out, Bill.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know Bill Bryson, he's one of the most popular travel writers.
He's pretty funny. Yep. He's a total nutball.
He really is. He's hilarious. He inspires me to be a travel podcaster.
Yep.
Yep.
He's
a
funny
guy. It's a whole genre waiting to be explored, actually, I think.
Doesn't he read his audiobooks himself?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, which makes it so much funnier. Because he reads them himself.
Right, yeah. You get a whole different perspective because it's not just somebody reading his account of... Right. His bizarre adventures.
Yeah, it's kind of like Douglas Adams reading his own Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy series because it's just, he was right on. He didn't have to worry about timing and stuff because he wrote it, so we knew how to pronounce stuff. And it was so much funnier because it's him on the CDs.
Mm-hmm. I do believe that Michael Palin reads his travelogues as well.
I don't know who that is.
Michael Palin?
Mm-hmm.
He's part of Monty Python? Only now he writes travel books? The director?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Is he in all of them?
Yeah.
What character is he in the Holy Grail? Well, if you told me what character he was in the Holy Grail, I might say, oh, that guy.
Well, we'll try to look that up while we're working here. Okay, so we haven't really done our joint Disney wrap up yet.
Okay.
You heard what I did, what I covered for the last day, our terrible limbo adventures, and
actually, I turned it off because I got bored without my voice.
You listened to, like, what, 2 minutes?
Yeah, well, I was also, okay, in my defense, I was also at work, so I really couldn't listen to much because I was at work.
There's always an excuse.
Yeah, because I don't have headphones for my computer at work, so I have to listen to it on my monitor and try not to let other people listen to it.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe other people want to listen to it.
Maybe. That's probably true, except it would be distracting when other people are trying to do work.
Yeah, it's not really important, though. What's important is the SGL podcast.
Okay, then.
Yep. So anyway, okay. Well, let's get your impression of the of our final day at Disney and kind of a look at the whole trip.
I need more than that.
Okay. most important thing, though, with he's the one who wrote Holy Grail.
Oh.
Yep. And in it, he was, I will have this in a second, he was the first swallow-savvy guard, Dennis, peasant number two, the right head, Sir Galahad, the narrator, the king of the swamp castle, Brother Maynard's brother, and leader of the Knights Who Say Nay.
Okay.
So he had just, he was hardly in the movie at all. Okay. You might have missed him.
Maybe we should go get it out again.
Yeah, and watch that. Yeah, and then so and then for those of you who didn't get him from that, in Life of Brian, the other big Monty Python movie, he played Wise Man Number 3, Mr. Big Nose, Francis, Mrs. A, the ex-leper, the announcer, Ben, Pontius Pilate, Boring Prophet, Eddie, Shoe Follower, and Nissus Wettus. So
I've never seen The Life of Brian.
Ah, well, there you go. No wonder you don't know Michael Palin.
Oh.
And he was in A Fish Called Wanda.
Which one?
The Pyle, Ken Pyle. He's the guy from Monty Python that's in Life in Fish Called Wanda.
But not the guy that's in National Lampoon's on the bike. Not that guy.
No, that's Eric Idle.
Okay, Eric Idle is. Oh, Eric Idle is the guy at Disney World.
That is correct.
Yes, and I keep not that he was actually there, but you know what I mean.
At some point, to the podcast. He's probably been there before.
Yeah, he probably has been there, but he did the that horrible
ride. Journey into Imagination.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the. And some of the stuff in Honey, I Shrunk the Audience. Honey, I Blew Up the Audience.
He was most of
Shrunk the Audience.
Honey, I Blew Up the Audience. Shrunk the Audience. They shrunk them and then they blew them up.
Okay.
If you make them small enough, it's easy to blow them up.
Why don't they call it Honey, I Shrunk the Audience? Because I feel like...
It is Honey, I Shrunk the Audience.
It is.
Yes. Because Emily made the joke, Honey, I Stunk.
Oh.
Yes. So, Emily, if you're listening, I do read your email.
Honey, I Stunk the Audience?
Yeah, I get. Well, she only said, Honey, I Stunk, but oh. I knew what she meant.
That's pretty funny, Emily.
Yep.
Good. Okay. Good for you. That was funny.
So, so we did Disney. We did 7 days in Disney.
Yes, we did.
And I'm just going to force you into a wrap-up here.
Okay.
And and I think overall, my take on it is the food is amazing.
Yes.
The resorts are great.
Yes.
I would like to go back and not go into the parks.
Okay.
Pretty much. I mean, I don't want to go back without kids at this point. Someone's kids. We may hijack some kids. Someone yesterday at the Microsoft show offered me some children in case I wanted to go back.
Really?
Yes.
No, I only want my nieces, okay. Really, at this point. Yeah. I didn't feel as disenchanted with the parks as you did. I mean, of course, it was only my second time there. So
right,
I think that was probably part of it. I definitely agree with you about the food. The food is the best part of Disney World. And people who don't eat at the full-service restaurants and the buffets and all of that are really missing out. And actually, I miss BOMA so much.
Yeah.
It's depressing. When I think about last week, all I can think about is BOMA. It's really sad. And, like, the food, I think I'm daydreaming about the food at BOMA.
Wow.
Yeah, it was good. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely, I'm definitely missing the food already, but, you know, everything else, I'm so much happier to be here than down there.
You know, I don't like Florida very much.
That doesn't help, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fact that you spend your entire day sweating is, you know, it makes everything less enjoyable.
You know, I honestly wish that they had every country in the world park where it's the world showcase, but every country in the world is represented, and you can just, like, go from one to another. Because I really think that that is the best thing we did in parks. The world showcase is amazing. It's great. There's just so much to do and see, and if every one of them was forced to do an actual thing that you go see, mm-hmm. and not just buildings, that would be even better. But, like, Morocco, the architecture and the tile work was so amazing that it was as if they had put on a show for you, because they did when they did that tile work.
Yeah. Well, I think the only ones who don't do a show, see if I get this right, is the UK and Japan and Italy. I think it's just those three.
Okay. Germany.
Oh, you're right. Germany does not do anything.
Yeah. That, okay, that might be the only one. It seemed like a lot.
So about a third of them don't. Yeah. Well, that's a bit.
Yep.
So out of 11, four do not.
But the UK has the awesome fish and chips, so that kind of...
I don't think that really counts, no.
Well, they also have the British invasion, which I really wanted to see, but boy, let me tell you, trying to get Scott to go see a Beatles cover band...
Yeah.
Just doesn't happen.
It's hard to imagine anything being worse than the Beatles, but I think a cover band... No, actually, in all honesty... I would find Beatles cover bands far better than listening to the Beatles.
Because it's not actually John Lennon.
Right, because it's... Yeah, because I dislike John Lennon on a personal level. I don't think he was a nice person. And Paul McCartney, who I like on a personal level, I think was just a horrible singer.
No, he wasn't.
And
he's so cute when he was young like that. And dorky. How could you not like Paul McCartney?
No, that's what I'm saying. I like him as a person. Yeah. Cute and dorky, those are things on a personal level. As a singer, I think he was pathetic. Because he couldn't sing on key, and it was just bad. You actually have to listen to their music sometime. I think I've actually listened to their music more, because your response to liking their music is, oh, but he was cute. And that's not what you hear on the album.
But I appreciate his singing, because he's cute.
Ah, the truth comes out.
Yes. If somebody is a nice person, I tend to like them and what they're doing more.
Yeah, well, that's definitely true.
And he's a vegetarian.
It's amazing. That is true, yes. Well, and I think he's a nice person. I don't have a problem with him as a person, unlike John Lennon, who I really dislike.
Yeah, John Lennon was, yeah.
And really, I think, dragged the Beatles down from being a nice, friendly, you know, I don't feel positive about the Beatles, regardless of their music.
Yeah, well,
you know, even though so many of the other people...
They were complete druggies.
Right.
They were totally high. All through the 60s, they were high. So.
Yeah, it was the 60s.
Yes.
Yes.
And they were high.
And they were.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, that we've established. Okay, so yeah, the British invasion, not my style. But
no. It would have been fun. I wanted to see them. Oh, well.
I think there's a lot of music there that would have been more interesting than
that. Yeah, the Celtic band at Canada. Yeah, yep. We got to walk by them like three nights in a row because of the time we were leaving the park. And they were good.
Yep.
I wish we could have stayed and
listened
to them.
Kilts and bagpipes and drums.
Yeah,
and...
that was cool, man. Yeah,
that was. They were very good.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they definitely were drawing a crowd. I didn't see the British Invasion getting any crowd.
That's because it was back in the courtyard and you couldn't see the crowd that it would draw.
Okay.
You know where the hedge maze was?
I know where it was. I knew where they performed. I just saw everybody moving away from it because it was not... It didn't seem like the kind of show you go watch. It seemed more like background music, whereas the Canadian one seemed like a real in-your-face kind of concert, sort of.
Well, I don't know, because I didn't actually see them, and neither did you, because you wouldn't let me, so I don't think you can say that.
Yeah, but I was watching the crowd, you see. Because we were standing where you could see where they were.
We were eating fish and chips. You were not watching the crowd.
Well, there's not much else to do when you eat fish and chips.
No, you were stuffing your face, as was I, because we were ravenously hungry.
That's true.
Because that was the only night we heard them was our first night there.
Yes.
So, and we were very hungry. And I already had those nasty blisters. I guess blisters and food are the things I remember most about Disney World.
Yeah, I had a lot of blisters by the time we were done. And I still have pretty bad on the back of my foot now, a whole week later.
You know, I've been wearing my slip-on shoes, my clogs, so I haven't even... You know, my feet haven't been hurting at all. So I think my blisters are pretty much healed. Although there still is a hole in the bottom of my right foot.
Hmm. Yeah. So definitely be prepared for foot issues.
Yeah, don't be stupid like Dominica. Wear sneakers. Scott tried to tell me. He's been trying to tell me for how long? Four and a half years.
Yeah.
That sneakers are the best thing to wear when you do a lot of walking. And I just haven't listened. Sneakers with arch support. Or should I say arch support?
Yes, and socks, for those of you who decide not to put socks on. Dominica did have socks on, but...
Well, I didn't have socks on the first night.
No, not the first night.
Idiot. I'm
in
an
sandals.
Idiot.
Yes. Sandals and no socks or arch support.
Yes, yes. I was stupid. I think we've covered the Dominica stupid part.
I did bring it up.
I know. Okay. But I, you know, there were several other rides I really liked. And several of them I was like, oh. So...
Yeah.
I don't know, but I agree with you. You know, I think it would be a waste of money and time to go back there without kids.
Yeah. Well, there's just so many other great things. I think one of the really valuable things is I think that we learned a lot about vacationing on this trip, which I've never really vacationed as an adult. I did a lot of vacationing when I was young, but you don't learn a lot when you do that. You kind of learn things you like, but you don't learn why or how. Or and then when you go on vacation as an adult, I think you spend a lot of time trying to tweak that formula into how it applies to you personally and what's right for you. Because definitely some people would really enjoy just blowing a wad of cash on any given vacation, and that just makes them happy, whereas other people stress out and say, "Ooh, I gotta, you know, I'll be happy if I get to go somewhere and spend as little money as possible," and then there's, you know, everywhere in between, and that applies to every possible aspect of their vacation. And I think we learned, you know, a lot of things specific to Disney World. We will never stay off property again, for example. Mm-hmm. We will always eat at least one meal a day at a really good restaurant because we know it's not as expensive as everybody thinks it is. Right. We learned those kind of things. But I think we learned some things we can apply to broader travel things, like if we travel to Montreal, we have learned that spending a certain amount on food makes us very happy.
That is true.
That we can, okay, we could go to Montreal and instead of saying, well, let's go get something from a street vendor and try to eat for under $10 and then walk around going, so what do we do now? We should go and spend 2 hours at a renowned eatery in Montreal and enjoy it and make it part of the evening and part of the experience and something that we can actually talk about.
Because, folks, we love to eat.
We really like eating.
We love food. Food is great.
It's pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
We love food.
And and this is coming from vegetarians, 4-year vegetarians.
Yep.
Yep. So, is that our Disney wrap-up? Is that what we wanted to tell everybody?
Well, I wanted to know what else you've learned about going on vacation.
Well, that was a big one.
Okay.
That was, that's the one that's...
He has not shared this with me. This is new to me, folks.
Well, isn't everything
really
on the show?
You know, we haven't really talked to each other very much.
We have only barely... Yeah, I guess we should preface the show, which is too late because we're so far into it, but we should preface it as much as possible by saying that we got back from vacation and pretty much collapsed after that first day, because we were exhausted. Mm-hmm. So we got almost no sleep, for those of you who listened to the podcast, done only hours before we got on the plane. So we really didn't see each other on Monday, because we were just exhausted.
And I had to work.
And then you went into work that night, because you took a nap in the afternoon, and worked your final shift at the hotel. And then on Tuesday, we did have the... What did we do on Tuesday?
I went to class, then I had a meeting.
That's right, that's right. Okay. I knew something happened, and I lost Tuesday completely.
And I was so tired by the time I got home from my meeting that we just watched TV.
Watched some BBC. Yeah. And then on Wednesday, you started your new job. And have been working 10-hour days, mm-hmm, and have been working, it's not an early shift, but it's a slightly late shift. It's a little bit skewed from the normal day. And I've been especially early this week, so our total overlap in seeing each other has been almost nothing. So this is actually the first real chance that we have to sit down and talk about Disney since we've been back.
That's true.
So, yes. So, yes, things we've learned about vacationing. Definitely the food, that is a big thing. The last time we were in Canada, we learned the thing about the hotels, that we like less expensive, newer hotels than more expensive established hotels.
Yes.
I think that a lot of the attraction kind of stuff that we like in Disney World, we could actually get other places. For example, the Canadian Museum of Civilization, mm-hmm, is better than almost any Disney attraction. Other than maybe the land.
You know, when we were there at the Canadian Museum of Civilization, I was like, boy, they must have gotten these ideas from Disney. They must have Disney Imagineers. Well, now I feel like, no, Disney really needs to get whoever did that exhibit down to Disney to fix some stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're seeing apparently places are hiring those people and taking them away.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely possible.
Yep.
Because there's a lot of imagination happening at the Canadian Museum of Civilization.
Yep. So things like that. And there's, you know, the Montreal Biodome and the big aquariums. Like, Georgia just opened up the new aquarium in Atlanta that looks really interesting.
Oh, the Biodome. I forgot about that.
Yep. So cool. There's lots of things like that that really, if we realize that those educational venues are out there, those attractions kind of, really we can go to most cities and get a lot of what Disney has to offer. Disney just did it where Orlando offered nothing before they got there. Mm-hmm. You know, so they had to build it all themselves. And it's all integrated, so you get that cool integration, but you don't, you know, I think you can get a lot of that other places, and we just don't realize it.
Well, I remember that time when we went to North Carolina with my family, and we went and toured that ship. Which ship was it?
The USS North Carolina.
Yeah. I remembered before you said it. I just want to tell you that. We had a really good time.
Yeah.
I think that was the first... like museum type experience we had together, I think, wasn't
that
it?
That is probably likely, yes.
Yeah, and we were bored on vacation at the beach, so we decided to go see the USS North Carolina.
And we really liked doing the tour in Savannah. Mm-hmm. We did the ghost tour of Savannah, which was a walking tour, which was great.
That was fun. That was really cool. Yeah, that was a good time.
Yep. And we did tours in Halifax, mm-hmm. and we did the museum in Gatineau, and... yeah, just that kind of stuff we really do enjoy. And you really can get that stuff without going to Disney World. And now that Disney is not doing the incredible audio animatronics and the unbelievable artistry with every single thing they do, suddenly a few things in a big city competes with Epcot mm-hmm. for a total amount of stuff to
do. Because there are good restaurants outside of Disney.
Right, there just
are. We're going to have to find one that's like African cuisine, African eclectic.
It's going to be very tough to compete with Boma.
Oh, Boma.
Yep.
Boma, I love you.
So, in the wrap-up there, we mentioned your new job.
Yes.
So why don't you tell everyone about what's been going on with the hotel and the new job and everything.
I don't work at the hotel anymore.
Okay.
And I have a new job.
All right.
And I like it.
Okay, apparently that's all we're getting from Dominica. So much for our new job segment. it's like pulling teeth here, people.
Well, I don't know what to say about it.
Okay. So I was listening to, for those of you who don't realize this, but I actually do listen to podcasts. I don't just podcast. And today I was working in Ithaca and driving back. I had my MP3 player with me, and which, by the way, for people who don't know, I'm big fan of Samsung Yeps. They seem to make Samsung seems to make the best line of portable audio players, and I absolutely love mine. It's great. Sound quality's great. Functionality's great. Size is wonderful, and you get 42 hours on a AA battery, so it's definitely the way to go, and it's not expensive. And they do have a new one out that I found today when I was at Best Buy that plays MPEG-4 movies. I don't know how good it is, I don't know how flexible it is, but I got to see it and it looks really interesting, so I'd like to see one working with some movies on it. Also not expensive. And I actually mentioned it to my father tonight and his eyes lit up and it seemed like he was very interested in that. So, toys. Everybody gets excited. But anyway, I was listening to some podcasts. I was listening to the podcast coming from, and this is a month or two old, I think. I'm not sure when it happened, but the Blog Her 2005 show. And I was listening to the Blogging Naked panel discussion, and they were talking about...
Blogging Naked?
Yes, Blogging Naked. About getting personal on your blog.
Oh.
About in podcast or blogging or whatever.
You know, I feel like it would help if you were actually naked while you were blogging, if you were trying to get more personal. Seems like that would open you up.
Maybe you didn't know this, but for the past 2 years, I have been blogging naked.
I've missed that?
Apparently. Pay no attention.
This is why he does it when I'm not home. So he can be naked.
Yep.
And I don't know it.
I actually tried video logging naked, but... Our readership just fell right off, and so...
Oh.
So I had to move away from that, but but we can still podcast naked, probably, and...
We could.
And it probably wouldn't be too bad.
It would be co-ed naked podcasting. We could make t-shirts.
There we go. Oh.
I bet they haven't made a co-ed naked podcasting t-shirt yet.
Somebody may have.
But if they haven't,
we should get right on that.
We should. Who's a t-shirt designer?
Yeah. Well, I would ask a t-shirt designer to send us, you know, a response, but
nobody talks to us.
Nobody ever. No. It's really, and we even have a phone line.
Yeah, dedicated. We have a phone line. You people are lazy. Take.
Yes. We go through all this work and we set this up. We have an you can email directly to us. You can call in. You can record directly on our site.
And you don't.
And no one does. Except for Bob Christman of the Jedi Council Speaks. And he will appreciate if I announce that the Jedi Council Speaks Episode 2 is due out on December 1st.
I have actually been advertising the Jedi Council Speaks.
Oh, yeah?
I have been.
Have you been wearing Jedi Council Speaks gear?
No. Is there a Jedi Council Speaks gear?
I'm not sure. I was just wondering if you were wearing
it. I've been talking about it.
Well, I think that someone over at the Jedi Council Speaks needs to get something together wearable.
Because we were talking about Thumb Wars came up because I said... Somebody said they were a master at something, or I was a master at doing what I do, and I said, am I a master now? And then I realized that they had no idea what I was talking about. If they'd never seen Thumb Wars, that was not very funny. And the guy laughed anyway. but he didn't know what I was talking about. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, you guys wouldn't know what I was talking about unless you've seen Thumb Wars. Have you seen it? And the guy's like, no, I've heard of it. And so we started talking about crazy Star Wars thing, and I was like, well, unless you're a really big fan of Star Wars, then you wouldn't get the jokes as well. He's like, no, I'm a huge Star Wars fan. I own like 700 books or something like that. And I'm like, oh, well, if you're interested in that, then there's this neat podcast called The Jedi Council Speaks.
It's more than a podcast. It's a blog as well.
Oh.
The blog was actually incredibly popular, and then they moved into podcast.
Oh, so does he do the blog more than
yes.
once a month?
Yeah, not incredibly often. But he does on a regular basis do that. And
what is that? How do you get there?
I don't know.
Oh.
He emails me every time there's an update and I go
Bob,
to it.
Bob, perhaps you should leave a message telling us how to get there.
He probably has done that before, actually.
Oh. Well, do it again because I don't...
I'm going to try to get the RSS feed while we're talking here.
Because, you know, I actually haven't been a listener of this podcast until I was actually on it.
Right. Yep. Right.
Does that make me a little bit... self-centered?
I'm not sure. Well, just... I think along those lines, listening to the... What I was talking about was listening to the Blogging Naked. One of the things... One of the questions I was asked of the panel was, at what point does identity blogging, which is what I do, I'm an identity blogger, which is I blog about me. At what point does identity blogging become narcissistic? And the answer was with the first word you put down on the site. And I thought, that's actually, yes, that is, yeah. Okay.
you can self-centered?
Reach, yes. You can reach the Jedi Council Speaks blog at jedicouncil.blog.com. Okay, did everybody get that? Jedi Council, that's JEDICOUNCIL.blog.com. And...
If you don't know how to spell Jedi, then maybe you shouldn't be going to it.
Well, just making sure everybody can hear me.
Okay.
And if you want to get the feed directly, just go to jedicouncil.blog.com/RSS.
Okay.
And you can subscribe to that in your feed reader.
So, I don't have a feed reader.
Well, you should work on that.
Okay, maybe I will.
I don't think this audience wanted to know that you didn't have one.
Well, maybe I will.
Maybe you should. Okay.
I'll get one at work.
There you go.
Now that I have sound. I have sound at work now.
You're going to listen to blogs?
No, because I'm stupid. No, I was thinking of his podcast. I'm sorry. That was his blog, not his podcast.
That was his blog. Yes. Because the Jedi Council Speaks is on Podomatic with us. And all you have to do is go to the top 100 and he's right there.
Oh.
Yep. Speaking of which, we're on the top 50, but we have fallen to number 51, so...
I was on Podomatic this time. I did my job.
Okay. So anyway, I was talking about...
Okay. Self being narcissistic, I think, is what you were talking about.
I thought the Blogging Naked forum was very interesting. They really talked about how personal is too personal and what you talk about on your blog. And it's interesting just because I've been an identity blogger for... almost 5 years now, and it's definitely a form of communications that has evolved over that time and has really changed, and now there's a whole culture around it, and all these people who listen to it, and it was very interesting. I thought. And
well, it's like me not wanting to talk about my job just now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to.
Yeah.
But you know what? I fell into a whole group of these people blogging their in vitro fertilization experiences, people who are having trouble having children, mm-hmm. and all this really personal stuff. It's really engaging.
Yep.
And there's a lot of them.
One of the big things they said on this panel is basically if you're not personal, it's not relevant.
Hmm.
It's you have to be willing to open up and share, or it's just not, you know, what's the point?
Right.
So but I thought it was very interesting. They had, and they talked a lot about, reaction from their families, and, one of the things that, a lot of them, there's kind of like, I feel like there's kind of two groups of identity bloggers: those who blog for strangers, and those that blog for friends. And it was interesting because, I think it was about half and half. Some of the people were like, well, what if someone reads this that I don't know? And other people are like, what are you talking about? What if someone reads mine that I do know? You know, the what they wanted out of it was so completely different. One wanted a forum to speak to people, but didn't want someone talking to them on the street about it. And then others, only wanted people that they knew. And there was actually, of course, I don't know her name off the top of my head, but she's the owner of Movable Type, which is a blogging software. And she was blogging until a stranger sent her an email in response to something that she had did, and it was too much for her, and she quit.
Hmm.
She couldn't handle the fact that people she didn't know were reading the site, were actually reading the site. I don't think she minded that they might pass by, but were reading it enough to send her an email in response to something.
Oh, and, it freaked her out.
It was just too much. She felt naked. Yeah, she did. She felt naked, And now she doesn't blog because of the company and feels that it would be a conflict of interest, that people would look into the company's reactions and the blog too much. But
it was very interesting. I think you do both. Blog
stranger,
for people and strangers.
I feel that way. I definitely the majority of our audience is people that I know. As far as I'm aware, however we get... I haven't checked the records in over a year. Last time I checked, we were getting over 75 hits a day of people reading Sheep Guarding Llama, the blog. And now the podcast is getting 141 feed views. So I don't think there's 141 people I know out there hitting that stuff.
I remember when you didn't want specific people to know about your blog, like your family and stuff.
Yep.
I remember a particular time that I mentioned it. Yeah. And you were like, ah!
Yeah. This is my personal expression. I can't let everybody know. But, yeah.
You've kind of gotten over that.
I have, yeah. Well, now...
you cleaned it up. It used to be dirty.
Well, it's all still on there. Nothing's ever changed. Yeah, anyone who's reading this has seen everything. I'm exposed. I am blogging naked.
Oh, baby. He is, folks.
This is me.
I can vouch for it.
Yep. This is as real as it gets. This is raw.
This is what happens when people get real.
Yeah, and actually, this podcast is done in a single take normally. There's very little editing. There's very little. There's no rehearsal, in case you couldn't tell. we did actually have to retake this show because we only made it about 1 minute in, and Dominica completely lost it because a spider was crawling up the wall.
It was huge. I'm sorry. It was enormous.
It was definitely the size of the end of my pinky.
It was huge. Well, maybe its body was that big, but its legs were like the size of a half dollar.
The whole thing was the end of my...
That's baloney.
Not a big spider.
He is full of crap.
I have to say, I am arachnophobic, and it was not a large spider.
I think that you are not able to see legs or something, because its legs, it was the size of a half dollar. Its body was little, but its legs were long.
Maybe after I squished it.
He's lying. I just want you all to know he's lying.
A large
spider. He's absolutely lying.
I think that you see its shadow.
No, I don't. I saw its legs.
Uh-huh.
See its shadow.
I think that's what it was.
Legs.
Yeah. I think it was its leg shadow.
No, it wasn't. Just because he tucked him under or something. When he was crawling around on that whiteboard, he was huge.
I never saw him on the whiteboard.
Oh, see? Well, there you go.
But you see, I saw him up close. Because I had to go kill him.
You saw him on the carpet, and he's camouflaged in the carpet.
I saw him long before he was on the carpet. I was standing over there.
No, you didn't. And the light was bad.
Uh-huh. How close did you get? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, so we talked about the blogger conference, and we talked about your job. We talked about Disney, and we mentioned the Jedi Council speaks. And what other topics do we want to hit today?
Well, I think that Jen is coming to visit us this weekend still.
Awesome. In a whole week from now.
So maybe we can get her on as another guest. That would be cool.
That'd be very neat.
Yep, I'm trying to get her to listen to our Disney feeds, but she's having a little trouble.
It might be a little bit much for her. She's never listened to a podcast before. Is she new
I think she might be new to it. Well, that's why she's going to listen to
people,
Disney stuff.
A lot of people get introduced to podcasting through SGL Media. We're big, pod pushers.
Scott is trying to change the world.
I am.
He's always been trying to do that. Yeah.
Well, I have changed the world.
Oh.
I mean, look, TV is dead. Printed media is over. It's
all because of you.
Yeah, that, well.
You heard it here first, folks.
And I'm not narcissistic.
Not at all.
Not at all. Yeah, it might be a little bit scary for her to be on the show. Unless she's managed to listen to a bit of.
But she'll giggle.
Yeah.
She will.
Yep. Well, we laugh quite a bit.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
But she laughs when she's nervous.
Ah, yes. A lot. Well, see, now she's going to listen to this and be that much more nervous. And then she's going to start giggling and think about it. You're going to be
nervous, Jen.
Yeah. See, you're making it rougher. Yeah, we need to get more guests on here because obviously guests is where it is.
We do.
And we need to figure out some way to record in stereo. I think that's one of our next next research projects. How we can, because right now we're recording with a desktop microphone, which more or less works, but it's tough because Dominica likes to lean over out of range of the microphone and kind of come in at a pretty heavy angle.
This is not a comfortable chair. We each need a microphone. I don't want to share anymore.
Well, that's the whole point.
Yes. I don't want
to
share.
We were trying to figure that out tonight, but we couldn't figure out how to do it.
Well, you get right on that.
Well, I got some information from the blogger conference. They talked about some tools that you could use for more elaborate recording. And so I'm going to look into that.
Cool. Okay, has anybody else heard of what was it called? Intro and outro? Is that a real thing? Call in and tell me, because I don't think it's a real thing. I think Scott is lying. And don't look it up on Google, because I don't care what Google says. I want real people's opinions. Have you heard of outro? Like, outroduction? What's an outroduction? I've never heard of that.
Okay. Outro, according to the world's most popular encyclopedia, an outro or outro, spelled with one or two T's, is a section that serves as the ending of a piece, essentially the opposite of intro or introduction, in and out. Both terms may be considered jargon used by writers, visual designers, or musicians. The word is technically incorrect, as the proper term is extro, common in classic theater text. The classical music term would be coda, though outro indicates a similarity to the same song's intro.
Okay, so if you had said coda, I would have understood.
Uh-huh.
But outro, okay. And or if you had spelled it with two T's, but when you said it, you only spelled it with one T.
I see. I should have thought that.
There's no tickles.
So this was everyone's English lesson for the day. It's actually an incredibly common term
But it was pretty much, okay, first of all, you're the music geek. I'm not a music geek. And it says right there that it's a music geek thing.
It's definitely
like
just
pretty much made up. When it says jargon, it means not a real word. It means made up.
It said intro was the same jargon. It referred to both.
Well, yes, because intro was like short for introduction.
Yes.
Yeah, but outro, there's no such thing as outroduction, which is what I was trying to say. Intro comes from introduction. So if outro was the opposite of intro, it would come from outroduction, which is not a word.
Okay, do you want me to use extro instead?
Yes.
Okay.
That would be okay.
Now we will really confuse people.
Yes.
All right. From now on, I think we're going to strive to have an extro on every SGL podcast.
I could sing.
That was not what I was thinking. But if you would like.
What could I sing? I could sing.
Well, right now it'll have to be something more secular, but later on we could do like holiday music.
Oh, okay.
I think.
So now I could do, and that's all for now.
Well, that would be something you could do. Yes.
Okay. Biddy 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 boo biddy. That's all, folks.
Yeah, I was thinking of something more musical. Not just.
That's all, folks. Biddy 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 boo boo. That's all, folks.
Wow.
That, you can vote on these.
That had an air of NPR about it.
Well, you know,
I was waiting just right after that. I could almost hear from Minnesota Public Radio.
Well, you know, my sister's friends thought that she was listening to talk radio when she was listening to our podcast at school.
Yep.
So.
And as far as I'm aware, there's no AM station rebroadcasting us. But should any AM stations want to rebroadcast us, you have our permission.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Let us know, though, because we want to know.
We would love to know, but all works from SGL Media are licensed under the Creative Commons license, so people can feel free to use this again.
That's scary.
Yep.
I better think more about what I say.
Right. Because somebody might quote you. or use a clip of this in a song.
That would be cool.
However, if you're going to do that, you probably want to get a hold of us and get a higher quality copy than the MP3, the compressed MP3.
Oh.
Yeah. And we'd be happy to do that.
If you want my singing to be in a song, then you should get a higher quality.
Yep.
Yeah. Although, that would help.
Although, as they said on at the Blogger Forum, they said a lot of times it's the rustic, the rugged recording quality of shows like this that sometimes make podcasting what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't agree with that either. I thought definitely good recording quality is the way to go.
I noticed that your voice breaks up a little bit when I listened to it.
Oh, really?
I felt like, yeah.
Oh.
I felt like maybe it was, of course, the problem was that I had the volume so low that I couldn't hear the low range very well,
okay.
So I think that might have been it.
Mm.
But I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Could have also been, I was like streaming it, I think, so it could have also been that.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you were listening to it directly off of the Podomatic page. Yeah, it's a flash stream.
Okay.
So, yeah,
that's probably why.
That can happen.
Okay.
Well, I think that's probably today's show. Did you have anything that you wanted to add in? We've been kind of dragging this out unnecessarily.
Oh, okay. No, I kind of want to go to bed. I have to go to work tomorrow.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, as this is going to be, I want to move a little bit towards a new format, and I'm going to commit to having an extra. And that outro is going to be by Lynn Julian. It's a song called If Farts Were Made Out of Super Bowl Stuff, which I thought was very special, and I think everyone is going to enjoy. And we originally had intended to play a different song here, but then when I double-checked it, realized it wasn't appropriate, and decided to delete it. So we're going with this one, which I think is going to be pretty awesome. And I am obligated to say, but I'm happy to say, that some of the music provided tonight, this will be referring to all the music provided tonight, is from the Podshow Podsafe Music Network. Check it out at music.podshow.com. And pretty soon they're going to be getting us some promos, and we're going to get those out to you when we get it. But I'm currently enamored with the Podsafe Music Network, because this is pretty cool that we get some pretty rockin' music that we're going to be able to bring to you. And so we're actually talking about looking at taking the show up into stereo. We've been doing mono all for the first 20 shows, and we're going to be looking at upping the quality a little bit so that you can get some better sound and getting a little bit, just a little bit extra for you, because we're pushing podcasting here. So this is for you. Lynn Julian, If Farts Were Made Out of Super Bowl Stuff.
Farts are so fragile, they're fashioned from gas. Why must we squeeze just to help them to pass? If farts are so strong, once they break in the air, they're a surefire way for a room to get cleared. But if farts were made out of Super Bowl stuff, they'd bounce right back when they fell from your butt. They'd keep their scent so the smell would be rough. If farts were made out of Super Bowl stuff, farts are are so friendly, they follow your tail. Although we can't see them, they leave quite a trail. Farts aren't colored, they're so hard to find, yet they're so fond of light as they leave your behind. But if farts were made out of Super Bowl stuff, they'd bounce right back when they fell from your butt. They'd keep their scent so the smell would be rough. If farts were made out of Super Bowl stuff, just imagine the free tiny toys they would be. In my pocket I'd keep them to throw at your feet. If farts were made out of Super Bowl stuff, they'd bounce right back when they fell from your butt. They'd keep their scent so the smell would be rough. If farts were made out of Super Bowl stuff, if farts were made out of Super Bowl stuff, they'd bounce right back when they fell from your butt. They'd keep their scent so the smell would be rough. If farts were made out of Super Bowl stuff, if farts were made out of Super Bowl stuff, if only farts were made out of Super Bowl stuff. If farts were made out of Super Bowl stuff, if only farts were made out of Super Bowl.